League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So Sunday was an exciting day. Our production team that's making our movie Santa's Second Wife was filming just a couple hours away from me at Gemelli Films. And the director, Candace Kane, who's also directing our movie, asked me to come visit the set. And it was like the first time being like on a working movie set. It was so exciting, Raven.
What did you learn? What did you see? What did you do?
Well, okay, so I met the crew, the film crew, that will be working on our movie. And if you're not familiar, Raven and I had an idea back last winter for a Christmas movie, and we were pitching it to Hallmark, and nobody returned our calls because, you know, nobody cares.
Because they're Hallmark, right? It's just a fortress of gold made by Christmas movies.
100%. And, well, a different director, Candace Candy, like, heard, and she was like, this is a great idea. So she reached out to me, and we've been working together, and we signed contracts, and Raven and I are executive producers on this movie that we're making that hopefully, if everything goes all right, will be out in time for this Christmas.
I mean, that would be very exciting. That's for sure. That's the goal.
Actually, hold on. If I reach over, here we go.
Right. You're not supposed to share the ideas. Don't read any script.
Here we go. I just did the final edit on our script. I wrote a script, guys. Serious.
Just putting it out there. I mean, you should get a screenwriting credit.
I don't know. She did a lot of the hard work, but that's a conversation for another time. I just kind of showed up and moved some things around. But our idea for a movie is getting made. So this weekend, I went and I was on set and I learned what a gaffer is. Don't ask me because I don't remember.
I was going to say, you have mentioned to me at least four times that you learned what gaffer is.
But I don't remember.
But not once have you actually said what it is.
Because everyone kept telling me their job title and then would tell me what they did. And then I wouldn't remember.
Then you'd meet the next one.
Then I'd meet the next one and I would forget.
There's a lot of moving parts on a movie.
It was serious. But like to meet the actors and to meet like the people actually running the cameras and all the people that do the, you know, what's that thing called? Like when you
the slate.
The slate.
Yeah.
And all that. It was cool.
Yeah. I mean, just don't listen. I don't want you to get too inside your head. All right. Being around these professional actors and directors and producers and so forth, that when they come and film our scenes, like, you know, you try and be like a fantastic actress. I just want you just got to be yourself.
Well,
because you're playing you.
Well, yeah, I was talking to somebody who does casting. Now, Raven and I are actually in the movie and we play ourselves in the movie. And I asked if I could have a different part and if we could hire somebody and cast somebody younger and prettier than me to play me.
A body double.
Yes. They said no. And they said that I had to play myself.
Right.
So here we are. But I'm going to go. I'm going to be on set a lot because I want to like learn how it goes. It was really interesting to do it. So this has been a really fascinating experience so far, and I'm excited to see where it goes for the next level. And you know, we want everyone to be involved, so if you're interested in being on set, or you want to contribute, you want to help us fundraise, or you want your product, something that you're selling, featured in the movie, you can get all the info at santassecondwife.com and check it out. Raven, when I tell you what I'm thinking about doing, you're going to roll your eyes and be so mad at me and be annoyed.
Okay, great. What do you got there?
All right, so Elon Musk is buying Twitter for $44 billion.
God love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it around, man. Throw it around.
But despite this monumental moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple hours before the announcement comes out, he's tweeting a side-by-side photo of Bill Gates next to the pregnant man emoji, saying they look alike, like an elementary school bully.
I mean, here's the thing, okay? First and foremost, striking resemblance.
Raven.
No. Second thing. It's not like Bill Gates is innocent in this. Bill Gates is trying to short his company on stock sales, all right? We're talking about billions of dollars they're playing away with. You know what? Bill Gates, why don't you stop paying attention to what Elon Musk is doing? Work on your own thing.
Yeah, you could Google and read the whole story. They're basically at a feud. Bill Gates asked him if he wanted to do some like philanthropy work together, but Elon Musk is annoyed because Bill Gates shorted his Tesla company. Exactly.
He's shorting the stock on Tesla while he's at the same time trying to be his friend. He's playing both sides there. I mean, that is happening.
And now they're becoming the, like, nemesis, which it doesn't make sense to me because, like, you guys are two of the most powerful men in the world. Like, use your evil powers for good.
No, did you see what happened too? As soon as it was announced that Elon was buying it, Jeff Bezos comes in and goes, does that mean China's going to be running it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is what happened. So it doesn't matter if you're 12 years old and you have nothing, or if you're 40 years old and you have all the money in the world.
Literally.
You'll find people to have a problem with.
Do you have a nemesis?
I mean, I've had them in my life. Mm-hmm. So I had a friend. We were very close in middle school. As a matter of fact, he lived with me for a little while when things weren't great at his family's house. And then I don't know what it was. At some point, things just switched. Sooner or later, I had to get him out of my house at that point. We dated the same girls throughout high school.
Yeah.
He chose the same trade as me in high school, so we were in the same class. We were fiercely competitive at all times. And all the times that you think that you'd be free of kind of this shadow, you know, you feel like somebody's kind of walking in your same footsteps.
Yep.
Bang, there they would be. There would they would show up. I mean, I had them in like fourth grade, too, if you want to hear about those. But
no, I'm good.
I mean, since we're trying to do the mature thing.
Yeah.
And how about you? Do you have a nemesis?
Well, it's funny this comes up because there's really two people that I would consider to be my nemesis, right?
Okay,
and
right.
I've never had a lot of conflict with anybody in my whole life except for these two radio people.
Yeah.
And it's,
one is not me.
No, no, of course.
We've worked
not.
It out.
Raven, please. I've accepted that I'm never getting rid of you.
That's right.
You're,
same,
brother. What am I going to do?
Same.
But at the end of the day, it always bothers me that I have this ill blood between us because it's just not me. And as we've been talking over the weeks about like manifesting positivity in your life and like good things bring good things.
Sure.
I've been going back and forth with reaching out to both of them and being like,
don't you do it.
And just saying like, listen, I don't want bad blood ever. It makes me feel sick that we have that. You don't think so?
No. These people have done this to you. I mean, knowing the full story.
How about being the bigger person? What if Elon Musk is just the bigger person? Him and Bill Gates can work, do so good together.
Clearly by that photo, Bill Gates is now the bigger person. And I'm not trying to shame that. I'm just saying that Bill Gates has had his share of scandals lately. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, running out on his wife and all those different things. I mean, Elon Musk, I don't think is the supervillain here.
You don't think that it says something just to send an email being like, listen, no harm. What's in the past is in the past. I wish you both best the luck in the future.
I think you should just send that to Elon.
Okay.
All right. And Bill Gates. And then maybe you feel better about yourself then.
I'm going to think about it. What's a job that you get yelled at? 1-800-330-9999. Because if you're an umpire or a referee, tis your season. You are getting yelled at left and right.
I mean, to be fair, some of them are not all that good.
Well, come into play. Angel Hernandez, Major League Baseball ump, and has a reputation for being one of the most disliked umps.
Yeah, he does.
And
yep.
After a few bad calls at the Phillies Brewers game, a fan waited outside for him to come out to drive out. And then he just yelled this at the top of his lungs outside his window.
Angel Hernandez, you stink and I don't like you.
I mean, all things being said, that's not the worst thing that got screamed at him that day, I'm sure.
No.
It's not bad. I mean, it's a very polite delivery of an emotional testimony that he's giving to him. So
this past weekend, it's actually really embarrassing to talk about. But my daughter had a soccer tournament and it was the last game of the day. And you know, these refs are tired at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But the ref, and I have to preface this by saying that whenever it's somebody younger, like whenever it's a teenage refs at this point, I never say a word, nothing.
You shouldn't.
But there was a guy, it was an older guy, and he was not running the field. And he missed three offside calls. Like, they were blatant offside because he was just tired and didn't want to move. So I didn't say anything. Did I throw up my hands a few times? Yes.
Okay.
But I threw up my hands. I didn't say a word.
Well, who did say something?
One of the other moms was like, come on. Like, what? You don't see these offsides?
Mm-hmm.
And he yelled back at us. He goes, who's getting paid here? And I was like, oh, no.
It's about to get serious. Next level. Here
right.
we go.
And, you know, and then there was mumblings over here. And we kind of sat down. We're like, all right. You know, like rolling our eyes and doing the parent thing. And listen, we're not the ones that are going to fight with the refs or anything. But then he made another bad call. One of the dads was like, are you serious? And again, they're 13-year-old girls playing soccer. Like, we're aware of this,
yeah.
You know? And then he says to the whole squad of us, he goes, the peanut gallery over here. One more time and you're all out of here. And then, like, the person running the tournament came over and we had to explain the situation. And it was embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know?
Had to almost apologize, right?
Well, it's just like, you don't know what to do in those situations because you're like, well, first of all, why is he engaging back with us? Whatever. But then I'm thinking, What job do you have that you get yelled at? Because we get yelled at, but a lot of times we just have the ability to just to hang up the phone when we're getting yelled at for
sure.
Something we say.
Yeah, of course.
But what's like a job that you just get yelled at and you have to take it?
You know, anything where you're giving somebody an unexpected bill, I would think. Mm-hmm. City Hall is probably a big one, right? People just coming in every day with some sort of complaint or something. And most of it doesn't actually have anything to do with what your job is.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what's a job you get yelled at?
I would say anything customer service, especially like the cable company people. They're always getting yelled at.
My cable company doesn't even answer the phone anymore. I don't think they have a phone line anymore. You
really?
Call it. And it's an automated number that takes you to different automated things. And every one of them ends the same. They all tell you to use the website or the app. Every single one of them. I've given up. My cable hasn't worked right for the last 2 days. I haven't called them. I'm not calling them.
I think the numbers that, you know, like the fake numbers that call you, like sometimes they trick you and you answer and it's a market solicitor. They're the only people I do yell at. I don't yell at anybody. I yell at them. But I literally just scream like, ah! And then I hang up.
So you just, okay, well, that's a sound effect, really. Right. All right.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I pretend, I go, alo, alo.
That's probably offensive to somebody.
What? Oh, I don't know.
Angel Hernandez, you stink, and I don't like you.
Imagine coming out of work and people are just yelling at you. Angel Hernandez is a Major League Baseball ump. Not very well liked, I guess. And it looks like people are just yelling at him all the time.
Listen, he has a reputation of being a bad umpire, frankly. You know, he's one of just a few of names of umpires that everybody recognizes and knows because they watch to see what games he's going to be calling because he's notoriously bad. You got to be really upset to wait outside for a couple hours for a guy to drive away to scream. But, you know, as far as heckling goes, not a bad message. You stink. And I don't like you.
He could have said meaner things.
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, he just stated fact for him.
But what's like a job that you just get yelled at? It's part of your job. It's like you just know it. It's funny because Raven and I, we kind of have one of those jobs. If we say something that people don't like or whatever, the phones will light up and people will just yell at us.
Oh, there'll be an email or something like that.
Just for the record, when you email, know that it's always going to be me that writes back. Raven immediately deletes them. He has no interest whatsoever.
Well, if I was to send the things that I would respond,
we would no longer have a show.
That's right.
Yep. So, what's a job that you just get yelled at? 1-800-330-9999.
Bus operators.
Yeah, I'm sure anybody in public transportation, right? That's got to be a job that you get a lot of stink from. And then you've got your regulars. Do your regulars stick up for you, or are one of your regulars the jerk?
Well, we have a couple of regulars that are jerks.
Yeah.
But most of the regulars, they mind their business, sit down. But it's usually the people that come on the bus, don't have their full fare, you know, and then those are the ones who got all the rights. It's a mess, but we get yelled at a whole lot.
Sure.
Well, good luck today.
Tana and Raven, what's a job that you get yelled at?
Pharmacist. They are in the middle between the physician and the insurance companies.
Yeah, you know what? The truth is that the pharmacists around at my pharmacy are getting yelled at a lot lately because the lines are insanely long. And it doesn't matter what day or whatever. People are just tired of it. Now they're taking lunch, which is, you know what? Good for them. I mean, you got to have a break at some point. I get it. But it is a lot, and I could see it, people getting yelled at the pharmacy. I have been displeased at the pharmacy lately, yeah.
But I've been finding, and I get it, that staff is low, and I'm playing devil's advocate, but the hours are being cut everywhere. It's like now they're closed from 1 to 2, and like they're only open till 6, and it just seems like every time I need my medicine, I can never get it at that time. I could understand people's frustrations, but it's not nice that they're yelling.
Oh, Anna's a yeller. Listen to this.
Oh, you know I'm not a yeller. You know I'm a sulk in the corner and die inside person.
And Raven, what's the job you get yelled at?
I am a nurse, and I get yelled at 24/7.
Who's yelling at you? Who is yelling at you?
Patients, families, doctors, lab techs, physical therapists, any type of staff that's allowed to say no, we have to say yes.
That is ridiculous. You should karate chop somebody for that nonsense.
I'll tell you right now, if a physical therapist yells at me and I'm a nurse, I might throat punch them. I don't know. I feel that they ain't got no authority on me. That's all I'm saying.
We get punched. We get spit at. We get hit. It's wild.
Wow. Good luck today. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Oh, what is the job you get yelled at? On our Facebook page, somebody wrote school. Actually, on our text line, somebody wrote school principal. I mean, that's dangerous. Hmm. You're just messing with your kid's future. You're yelling at the school principal.
School bus driver gets a lot of stank.
Yeah.
You know, city bus driver, we were talking about that, but the school bus driver gets a whole lot of stank.
Yep.
Angel Hernandez, you stink, and I don't like you!
I don't know why I find it so funny. I can listen to that all day long.
It's because he doesn't swear. It's because he doesn't say anything truly offensive
yeah.
that you find it amusing, right?
Yeah, but that's a major league umpire, Angel Hernandez. He's not very liked, makes some bad calls, and this was a guy that waited outside to yell that at him. It's gone
I just
viral.
Don't have that kind of time in my life to sit around and wait, but I'm glad he did.
What's a job that you just get yelled at, and it's totally normal? You keep seeing these stories about these refs and these umps lately. 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
I'm a supermarket manager, and I am always getting yelled at. Somebody can't find something. Somebody got charged wrong. Something was on sale. They were supposed to put it on. They didn't. I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and I get yelled at the same time.
Mm.
I believe you. I have seen those ladies yelling at people at the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
at the deli counter, at the customer service desk. If you're the manager, it all stops there. The buck stops there. You know, what can you do? You can't say anything. Your job is to smile through all the pain. If your pepper doesn't look right, it's not necessarily the produce manager's fault.
Right. I got every transaction I got to override.
Right.
They need me. I'm the only one with the swipe.
Oh.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yes. So it's my job. I got to go from aisle to aisle. If something on sale ain't on there, and it's usually, I love my old ladies. They keep us a bit. They keep us a flow. But they, when they spot that, you know, the grapes were supposed to be, mm-hmm. you know what I mean,
yep.
on sale, and we charged them full price.
That's right.
Here I come.
That's right.
Yeah. Here I come.
It's the power with all the car. Do you ever go to Walmart and they have to call the manager to override something? The manager doesn't even say a word. They just come in.
Yeah, they don't ask.
They don't say a word.
Yeah, they don't
ask. They just
ask,
come in, they just swipe it, they push in their four numbers, and they silently walk away. Like, they don't want to engage in anything that's happening.
Why does it take them 15 minutes to get there, though?
I don't know.
That's the problem.
They're busy. They got things to do. I don't know.
We're handling another register. That's why.
Yeah. Stand on Raven. What's a job that you get yelled at?
Working at the DMV.
You know, I don't know about your DMV, but I there are signs at my DMV that I go to that say that you can't be verbally or anything abusive. And
really?
I'm telling, yes, if you raise your voice even a couple octaves, you're getting arrested. They will drag you out of there. They will certainly kick you right out of the building.
It's been a hot minute since I've been inside a DMV,
mm-hmm.
to tell you the truth.
There are signs all over the place.
Wow.
Because it's a big deal, because it used to be such a problem. I've got two DMV offices near me. It says it at both of them. And it is silent in there. Besides the beeping showing you the next number that's up, it's basically silent. Because you wait so long, you're upset. But you know you could be removed. So you're scared.
You're scared to lose your spot in line.
You're scared. So you're just like, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in hell. I've arrived here at hell. And I just have to be here until they decide whether or not to release me. That's all.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. What's a job that you get yelled at?
Working in the drive-thru at a fast food place.
Which I feel is so wrong. They take the order. You know, they don't own the building. If they're out of, you know, chalupas, or they're out of your favorite fries or whatever, like, it's not the drive-thru operator's fault. They're just the person that showed up for work.
I do like the fact that the technology in drive-thrus is getting so much more advanced. Because remember, you'd be like, you want number four? And you'd be like, what? Yeah, yes? Diet Coke, I said.
When I lived in California, it was like a movie. It was like you would say your order, you would enunciate it, and you would say it so clearly and wonderful. And then they would spit something back at you that you had no idea what it was that they said, whether it be the static or some sort of language barrier or whatever. And you would just be like, yep.
Yeah.
You would just go up there and take it.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. What can a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old? There's this Reddit thread that seems like a great social experiment, and it's just that. They're just asking, what can a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old?
Hmm.
Now, my younger daughter is 3.5, close enough to 4, and I'm also 40-ish.
Okay. Right.
41, close enough.
Yeah.
So we're going to put it to the test tonight based on your suggestions, and we'll report back tomorrow if any of this is actually true.
I mean, off the top of my head, gymnastics, somersaults, that would be a good one.
Four-year-old
can kind of...
Well, maybe not anymore.
No, they're not.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What can a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old?
Make friends.
So true. You go on a playground, you put a kid next to another kid, like Dakota, I don't know if she's very social, but they just start playing with each other like it's nothing. You don't just like walk into a room full of strangers and start playing with somebody as an adult.
Anybody like of a similar height, they're just like, cool, let's do this.
Imagine, Raven, I didn't know you. and I just walked up to you and was like, want to play video games? Just right now, me and you. You'd be like, what? Are you going to go play video games? You wouldn't say yes.
Oh, no, I would. I love video games, but oh. I'd figure you were hitting on me.
Oh.
Which is repulsive.
Disgusting. Yeah, it's Hannah and Raven. What does a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old?
Flexibility. My kids, they could put their foot in their mouth. I can't even bend down to pick up something off the floor.
You know what's amazing to me is like a kid can just fall down and they just bounce right back up.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mid-40s now. If I fall down, I'm going to lay down for a little while. Like, make sure I'm all right before I go getting up. There's no rush here.
A 4-year-old falls down, and my first reaction is, you're okay.
Right.
You know, they get up, they bounce right back. You're all right, Mama. Yeah, brush it off. You're good. Right. I fall down. Everybody will gasp in horror. Right. Oh, my God.
First reaction is, do we need a stretcher?
Right. Should we call 911? Yeah. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
I fall in and I can't get up. I used to laugh at that. When I turn 40, I get it. I get it now.
And when you hit 65, you're going to get a life alert necklace. That's cool.
Sienna and Raven, what does a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old?
They can name all of the dinosaurs.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you if I ask Dakota names of dinosaurs, she will know more than I do.
100%.
I'm going to do that tonight, and then I'll report back tomorrow. I mean, she always says her favorite, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
All right, so for proof now, name all the dinosaurs you know right now.
Okay, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
One.
Stegosaurus.
Two.
Is a platypus a dinosaur? Is this no, right? No. Okay, no. Okay. No. Wait, what? Pterodactyl.
Okay.
Pterodactyl.
All right, that's three.
The one that I like, the one that the head looks like a rainbow. Triceratops.
Okay.
But yeah, the one from Barney.
That's
Triceratops.
Four.
Four.
I mean, I feel
that's
like
good.
You've seen every Jurassic Park movie. You're missing a couple big ones, but all right.
Yeah, I got four.
All right,
let's
you ask
Dakota
her. We'll see how many
four.
She can do.
Yep.
Anna and Raven, what does a 4-year-old do better than a 40-year-old?
Oh, they can hide under the bed way better than a 40-year-old.
It's true.
They can hide better everywhere. Well, okay, certainly the bed because now I've got my busted knee. I can't even get that low anymore.
Right, because you would have to kind of shimmy under there, and it would hurt. It would be painful.
I haven't gotten, like, on my knees since I had the surgery. I don't think I could. I went to the Flo Rida concert, right? And you know how he sings low, low, low.
Yeah.
I tried to drop
it low.
I could not drop it low. I could only drop it medium.
You dropped it, and you couldn't get back up. You just took a seat at that point. Yeah,
I just
sat down, actually.
We're going to video me and my daughter Dakota trying to hide under the bed, and let's see who does a better job.
I'm trying to think like if I actually had to hide under a bed, would I actually even be able to get my butt underneath it? And then I feel like if I could, I'd be so out of breath. So whatever I was hiding from, they'd know. Right. They can hear me. They walk in the room. They're going to hear me.
They're going to hear this under the bed.
right.
Panting.
Right, because I'm in trouble. I'm in medical distress.
There's a video that went viral. It's an EasyJet flight. It's a packed flight. A couple of people that were obviously together, they all stand up. One of the guy busts out his guitar, and they just start singing on the plane. Now, there's two kinds of people on the plane. Those that are clapping along and smiling and enjoying the free, entertainment on the flight.
Sure.
And then there's the super annoyed people. Like, what are these people doing?
Right.
What are they doing?
Right.
Like, chill out. Yeah. Sit down.
You know, listen, it's great. If you're traveling with a group of people and you're going to do something fun and you're all going somewhere and you guys want to celebrate together, what about the 12 people who randomly ended up on that flight and the guy who's been up for 2 days or the mom that's got two kids and she's just trying to keep asleep and they're not amused by the guitar? I mean, in those cases, it's not fun.
You know, what do you think? Which person are you?
Yeah.
The person that's like, oh, this is fun. This is a novelty. The one that's just annoyed and is like, sit down. Sit down with your guitar. How do you even get that on this flight?
You think you really need to ask me which one I am? I think you know which one I am.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not here for the show. Listen, it'd be one thing if you were breaking out and doing that in the terminal or whatever. That's fine because then I can stand there for a minute and then I can walk away when I want to, right? Mm-hmm. If we're on the plane, it's a captive audience, and I don't really appreciate that. You know, and then there's the other thing, too, where it's like, were these spiritual songs or whatever? Inherently, when you have a situation like that, a certain amount of people are going to be made uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily cool, right?
Well, I think that you bring up a good point. It's like, you don't, at this point, you're trapped. You're trapped
right.
on the plane. Like, you can't walk away. You cannot escape the situation. What's happening is happening. So I think that makes it a little bit more difficult to handle. Because in general, whenever something unexpected happens, I love it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm here for it. Like, you know what? Like, I like right. the unexpected, like the adventure and all that. But if I'm on a plane and now I'm like, what are these people doing? Like, what are they just singing or is something going to happen? Like, then you start getting nervous, too.
And how long is this concert going to go on? You know, if my flight is 4 hours long, if you get up and do one or two even, I might be like, okay, all right. Wasn't my thing, but all right. If it's going to go on for 3 hours, like, I'm not here for your concert and I definitely don't want to buy your CD, man.
They have to, like, preface it by standing up and being like, we're going to perform just two songs.
Right.
Just two songs you're going to hear today.
Then I can understand. Then I know what I have to digest.
Right. It's a tough call because what would you do in that situation? Would you just sit there and be quiet or would you just say something and be like, guys, you got to sit down? We thought we would do something a little bit different. Producer John always has his guitar with him. He's that guy that always has the guitar, always thinks that people want to hear his music and all that.
I have no idea how he gets anything done because I see him on his guitar in the other room all the time, all day.
Like, I don't understand how he does his work when he has his guitar in his hand. But we sent him to a train station right now, and we're going to have him just start performing at the train station. Hopefully he doesn't get arrested. We don't know. And we're going to see what are people's reactions. That's coming up next. Imagine you get all packed up, you get on your flight, you sit down, you take off, and then all of a sudden, some guy and a bunch of other people stand up with their guitar and they start performing this. You are worthy of sit down!
You know, at least somebody's got like a tambourine, one of those things like they you know, like they draw the stick on, and it's like one of those things. It's like painted like a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah. And it brings up the conversation after this video went viral. Like, do you really want people just randomly performing on your flights? Maybe yes. Most likely no.
Here's the thing about a flight. I mean, again, you can't get out of there, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's one thing if somebody is out there performing or if you walk into something or if they had even been doing it at the airport terminal, I can stay for a song and then I can walk away when I've had enough.
Right. We thought we would put it to the test because producer John always has his guitar with him. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we would send him to the train station and just have him start performing and see what happens, what people's reactions are. Producer John, are you at the train station? There's a lot of people there?
I mean, it's, you know, yeah. And I'm standing right next to the stairwell, so all the time I get, hey, how are you? So yeah, new people are just walking by.
Did you put out, like, a cup so you could collect coins and dollar bills?
You leave an open guitar case. That's the rule.
I got the guitar. Thank you. There you go. It's all about the guitar case.
What is your goal? What do you think? You think you can get a few dollars out of these people by playing a song here for just a minute? I mean, let alone not being escorted out of the place, but do you think you could actually make money?
Getting escorted out is a worst-case scenario, but I've got my Venmo link up here. You know what I mean? At John Kamal, by the way, just in case anyone's interested out there. And I'm hoping to get a couple dollars.
All right.
I can't imagine. All right, just start playing.
Yeah, take it away.
Yeah, see what happens.
All right, who's ready to commute? Woo! I. Crazy. That's how it goes. Millions of people living for woes. I'm telling you, I'm gathering a crowd here. Hey, man. Not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. I should have chosen a song that doesn't have quite such demanding vocals.
Yes, soaring vocals. Right.
What are people's reactions?
I think he's going to concentrate.
Mostly trying to ignore me, but, you know, I think it's good.
I mean, are they giving you thumbs up, smiling? Waving different fingers?
I mean, I was going to say it's not the thumb, but, you know, it's something like that.
Did you make any money?
That was good. I think that was a good first song. Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to check the Venmo link. My guess would be no. But,
right.
You know.
Right. Inside of 45 seconds, a windfall did not make its way into your Venmo account. But let's hope for the best.
Wait, I like that you said that's your first
song.
Are you
going
to continue performing all day long there? You have to come back and go to work.
This is my life now.
Oh.
This is my life now. I'm not coming back. I'm going to get on the next train and, you know, just go wherever the wind may take me.
Ask people, are you enjoying my performance? Yell it out.
Okay. Everybody having a good time? Woo!
Nobody.
All right. No one. Thanks for trying to ignore me. But, you know, that's how it goes.
They're like, I got to get on this train, man.
Right. From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
1-800-330-9999. Am I out of line? Honestly, Raven, I didn't even want to talk about this because it makes me feel and seem so old. But then I talked to like a few other moms that are cool and young and hip like me.
Yeah. That's what they are. I haven't evaluated these people, but okay.
Yeah. And they agreed. So here we go. I don't want to see your nipples. I went to this past weekend. I wanted to do something fun with Hayden, my older daughter. She's 13 years old. So I took her to a Flo Rida concert. Now, for the record, I wanted to go to the Flo Rida concert more than she wanted to go.
With your girlfriends, right? Go have a great time. That would be fun, right? But, oh, no, it'll be fun. Come with mommy.
It's going to come with mommy. It's going to be fun. I got tickets, you know? She was like, you know what? She was like, in Friday night, yeah, let's go. Okay.
Sure.
So we go to the Flo Rida concert, and one of the local colleges had bought a ton of tickets for the students to go, which makes complete sense. And I thought, very cool in every way. But I walked in, and I go, oh, my gosh. The girls were wearing, I shouldn't say girls, they're women. The women were wearing shirts that were like bras, but not just crop top. They were see-through. So you know how they have like the bralettes are very popular right now, Raven? I know you're probably not overly familiar with them.
Yes, I'm very sure that they're very popular. Right, okay.
Okay, bralettes are like they're see-through lacy bras.
No, I know what bralettes
are. But you wear them with like a blazer over or like a shirt that shows a little bit of it. It's like, it's the undergarment of something you wear over. But they weren't wearing anything over. They were just wearing that. It was so jarring to me to see women walking around that I could see through their shirts and see their nipples.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Raven, I come from a time of tube tops, lower back tattoos, platform shoes, and black pants.
Yeah.
I am not one to judge. But I could not believe that they would feel so comfortable to walk around where you completely see through their shirt.
Well, I think your wording is important, right? Because this is the danger of you saying something. I mean, not only sounding ancient, but if you were to just say something and say, well, that's not for me. I think that you're wearing too much. You're showing too much or whatever. That would be one thing. That would be you putting the judgment on it. Now, you're saying, oh, well, you know, I mean, I would never be so brave or so bold or whatever.
No, it looks terrible.
So that, yeah, but you're saying it's about empowerment at the same time. This is kind of the hole with it, right?
I know.
That's where you find yourself in trouble because you can't tell somebody not to be bold.
Right.
Right? Because then you're oppressing, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you can be like, I own this place. Don't come in here with your nipples out.
It's so weird. It's so weird because I agree with all that. Like, I believe in women empowering themselves and doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. But I saw it and I was like, that looks terrible. Like, it looks terrible. It looks tacky. And I don't even want to say this because it sounds bad. It looks classless.
This really does. This is literally the only room that I will speak about this anywhere on the planet. Because nowhere else is a man safe to be talking about. You can talk about, I can talk about it in here with you. Mm-hmm. And when I leave here, I'll act like I didn't have this conversation. Or if I was at home talking to my own daughter. And other than that, as a man, I really don't have an opinion.
The crop top look, it's cute. You want to wear that? You want to pull it off with a pair of jeans? 100%. I don't want to see through your shirt and see that you've got nothing on underneath. To me, it's overstepping the line. But I mentioned it to my daughter, Hayden, who rolled her eyes and said, just go on Hollister, Mom. That's what everybody wears. And then I gave her the death stare and said, don't you even think for one second that you would ever walk out of the door wearing something. Your father will have a heart attack.
What would your grandfather say?
My out of line, 1-800-330-9999. Went to a Flo Rida concert with my 13-year-old daughter over the weekend.
Did you wear the apple-bottom jeans?
I wore the jeans I have on right now, actually.
Yeah.
Kinda. I had apple-bottom jeans. I had boots with the fur.
Mm-hmm.
The whole club was looking at her. Listen, I had my time. I had my time where I wore the tube tops and I wore like all those like crop top things. Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
But
right. What you saw this time was a little bit different.
The women there were wearing like see-through shirts and see-through bras, and I could see their nipples 100%. And my daughter confirmed to me that that's the style, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm. But am I out of line for thinking we shouldn't see your nipples? Right?
I mean, I would tend to agree with you, but, you know, I can't tell anybody what to wear, what to put on their body. I would get lambasted, you know what I mean? Forget it. They'd drag me through the streets.
Tana and Raven, am I out of line for thinking that?
Absolutely not. I sent my son and daughter-in-law to that concert for a wedding present, and they were totally uncomfortable with it also.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I'm glad that I wasn't the only one that realized it and was like, oh my gosh, this is so much.
I asked them, I said, did you have a great time? What was it like? Blah, blah, blah. Because I really wanted to go, but, you know, I didn't want to be a third wheel either. And they were like, well, it wasn't your scene, Mom, and it wasn't ours either. So
it's also amazing to me that the wide demographic that Flo Rida casts a net, right? You want to go, we want to go, your kids went, right, right. The college went. Flo Rida, he's still got it.
Oh, man.
Say whatever you want, all right? The club
the
can't even handle it.
Just need to put on some clothes and we could all go.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
Yes. So, oh, sorry. No, you're not out of line. You are right. I think once you get a certain age, you really can't. Even if you're a young girl, it just doesn't look appropriate. I don't know where these ladies are from. I don't know what their backgrounds are. I don't want to judge them, but it just doesn't look right.
Unless you're J-Lo. And Raven, what do you think? Is Anna out of line?
Nope. Absolutely not. I don't need to see if it's cold in here or if you're excited to see me. That's, you know what? No, your clothes ain't supposed to telegraph what's going on with you.
And then Raven, is Anna out of line?
I mean, I don't think you're out of line for, like, not liking it. But, I mean, I don't think it's offensive. It is a bit much, you know, like, leave something to the imagination.
That's what I said. I said, and then I sounded like my mom. Because I'm like, they're not going to buy the cow if you give them milk for free. And then I was like, I can't believe I just said those words out loud.
Like, I could never say either of these things to any girl. Any girl, woman, anything like that, without finding myself in trouble, I'd automatically be berated. It's your body. You've got the power to do what you want. Is it for me?
No.
Would it be for my daughter?
Right.
Because I lock her up.
Right. It's what I said to
Hayden. Can't say that either.
Yep. And on Raven, do you think I'm out of line?
I do. If you're young and you got the body, great boobs, cute nipples, work it out. Like, you only live once. Screw it. Do what you do. We all have skeletons in our closet that we've done when we were younger. I'm 40, and I was a go-go dancer at Club 2001.
Oh, I remember that joint.
They had changes in the ceiling.
I remember that joint.
You remember that?
Now. What?
I don't even have any idea. I don't know what you're talking about, but I've never seen Raven so excited. I have no idea.
You go, girl. Good for you.
You know what? You only live once, you know, and then you have kids and everything goes south for the winter. So if your nipples are perky, work it out.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Melissa and Jason. Melissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I took my mom with me as my plus one to like a happy hour event with my job. And she met my boss, and he ended up asking her out. And I was like, haha, like, that's funny at first. But then she actually said yes. They went out, and I guess it went well, and they plan on going out again. And it's just very weird to me because, like, it's like mixing business with pleasure. I mean, like, what happens if, you know, things don't go well? Does that affect my job? Does that affect how, like, my boss interacts with me? So, like, I'm so confused right now.
Jason, you don't feel the same way? You think that it's fine that the boss dates her mom?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that they're you know, mature adults. You know, the way I see it is, like, I'm happy that her mom is happy, you know? And I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Like, it's just dating, you know?
You know, the only problem is this, you know, Anna, you know, everybody's a mature adult right until they're not, right? And sometimes when people break up, they're not. But, I mean, that doesn't even include the implications that it has at your workplace, right? So, I mean, this was a happy hour event with other people there. So I'm sure you're not the only person that knows that the boss asked out your mother and he went out with your mom. And so after that, let's say that it doesn't work out between the two of them. Does that cause problems for you at work? Or does he compensate because he feels bad by hooking you up? Let's say you get that promotion that you've earned over the last 4 or 5 years working your butt off. Does everybody in the building now think it's because he's dating your mom or because he did date your mom? I mean, it's kind of a lose-lose for you, to tell you the truth, except for it could mean a big promotion and it could mean your mom's happiness.
This reminds me of when Michael Scott dated Pam's mom on The Office.
Oh, And you see how uncomfortable that was.
Right. Except it's...
Yeah, it's Michael Scott, right?
Yeah. What we can do is see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Melissa, that you have every right to tell your mom that you don't feel comfortable with it and you want her to stop dating him. But they may see Jason's side, too. They're adults, and if they want to have a private adult relationship outside of you, then you don't really have a say. You need to back off and let your mom just do what she wants.
Sidebar. Also a little bit creepy when your mom looks like you. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Seemed innocent enough. Melissa had a social function at work. She brought her mom with her. Why not, right? Well, her mom really hit it off with her boss. Her boss asked her mom out. Believe it or not, they went out, and now they would like to see each other again. And Melissa says to her husband, Jason, I'm not comfortable with this. At first, it's funny, but now it's not. Like, I don't want them to have a relationship.
Yeah, Jason thinks it's fine. Listen, they seem to get along good. Your boss is a nice guy. Why not let them, you know, see where this goes? But, you know, she has her apprehensions. Melissa says, you know, this creates a weird situation for me at work. And there's a lot of different layers to that, too, Anna. I mean, you never know where it could lead.
But she's a grown-up. Her mom is an adult. She can make her own decisions. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I am on the husband's side. If somebody in the older stages of their lives finds somebody that they can get along with and enjoy, I say, let them go. Let them do what they're going to do. They're adults. And if it affects her work, I mean, it's not going to, because they're adults. Let them just be.
I do agree with that, because I feel it is harder for older people to meet other people. They're not as tech savvy or whatever. They don't want to be on the apps. They don't want to be on the internet. So if you find somebody that you have it might work out. Who are you just getting their way?
Look. All that sounds wonderful, as long as they're both mature adults. And we both know that emotionally, people often not. And age doesn't really define whether or not they're going to be. So if it doesn't work out and it goes south, it could be real for her job.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It was all fun and games when Melissa asked her mom to come with her to a social happy hour with her company. Until Melissa's mom really hit it off with her boss. Then they went out on a date. And, you know, Melissa kind of looked the other way, but now they want to see each other again. And she says she wants to put an end to it, but her husband thinks she's overstepping the line.
I think it's reasonable for her to be apprehensive. You don't know how this is going to reflect on you inside the office amongst your coworkers. You don't know whether or not this could affect your job prospects in the future. It could go bad in many ways. On the other hand, could go good. And that's Jason's point, too. He says, just let your mom be happy. They're adults. They can figure it out.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the side that they don't date, because didn't they already start dating? And now she's already in the mix. That's it. It's too late. She started dating already. So now she's telling them, I don't want you to date. And if the mom decides not to, she's putting herself in a predicament already.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. If it was my mom, I don't think my mom would agree to go out with the boss. I think my mom would have had the foresight to say, you know what, that's probably not good. I'm not going to be involved in my child's life that way. If there's even the possibility that it causes a problem for your child, why would you do it?
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on the husband's side. It just seems like if she didn't want them dating, then she shouldn't have hooked them up in the first place. Because now her mom has this excitement on the telephone. And she should take that away from her.
I mean, taking your mom to happy hour doesn't mean you're hooking her up with your boss. But okay. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mother's side. You know, you shouldn't be telling her who she can and cannot date. And then plus, at the end, it might work out for her. You know, he might need a day or two off of work. You know, no problem.
Right. It could work in her advantage. You never thought of it that way.
Except everybody in the office now thinks that your mom is the reason you're getting a good opportunity.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jason, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, it's understandably upsetting because it is your mom and your boss, and the way you think of them as two different complete categories. But she is an adult. She is allowed to make her own decisions, and this is not your position to get in the middle.
Yeah, but at the same time, this does affect my life. It does.
Yeah, it does. It could very well. Unfortunately, the votes didn't go your way today. So, Jason, you going to be all right with this? I mean, you get the votes here, but obviously Melissa's not happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but the thing is, the boss, like her boss is I've met him a few. He's a cool guy. I think it's gonna be good. I think honestly it's gonna be good, and I don't think it's gonna be as horrible as she's making it out to be.
Well, I wish you guys well with that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $6,000 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Nicole, you ready to do this or what, girl?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Yes, and can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Nicole.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You beat them, $6,000. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Food Network's new show is called Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Edition and features all 90 celebrities, including Matthew Lawrence, Tracy Gold, and the actress that played Stephanie Tanner on Full and Fuller House. Who is that?
Jodie Sweetin.
Number two, Jon Stewart accepted the Mark Twain Prize in American Humor this past weekend in a star-studded event. What's the name of Tom Sawyer's friend that was the focus of the sequel to the novel, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Huckleberry Finn.
Number three, Joe Gorga stormed off the set of The Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion and yelled that he quit. How is he related to Teresa?
Her husband.
Number four, Twitter has agreed to sell to Elon Musk. What was invented in 2007 by Chris Messina to help connect themes and topics on Twitter? Time.
I don't know.
It's okay. And number five, Disney put a recipe online for how to make the gray stuff from the movie Beauty and the Beast. It's kind of like mousse on a cookie. In what song do they sing about the gray stuff?
Be our guest.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Thank you.
Okay. So Nicole got 3 out of 5.
All right. 3 out of 5. I mean, not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. $6,000. Here we go.
Number one, Food Network's new show is called Worst Cooks in America Celebrity Edition, and it features all 90 celebrities, including Matthew Lawrence, Tracy Gold, and the actress that played Stephanie Tanner on Full and Fuller House. Who was that?
Jodie Sweetin.
Yes.
Tracy Gold, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Number two, Jon Stewart accepted the Mark Twain Prize in American Humor this past weekend in a star-studded event. What's the name of Tom Sawyer's friend that was the focus of the sequel to the novel, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
That's Huck Finn.
Yes. Number three, Joe Gorga stormed off the set of The Real Housewives in New Jersey, the reunion, and he yelled that he quit. How is he related to Teresa?
That's her brother. He's her brother.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, his sister. Yep. Number four, Twitter has agreed to sell to Elon Musk. What was invented in 2007 by Chris Messina to help connect themes and topics on Twitter?
Is that Bitly?
No, the hashtag. Number five, Disney put a recipe online for how to make the gray stuff from the movie Beauty and the Beast. It's kind of like mousse on a cookie. In what song do they sing about the gray stuff?
I have no idea. Be Our Guest?
Be Our Guest is correct.
Look at me. What? What?
I mean, it's the only song you know from Beauty and the
You're
Beast.
You're right. You're right. But look at me.
You just kicked my chair.
What?
You kicked my chair.
Woo!
All right.
That chair.
All right, relax. I'm sorry, Nicole. Raven beat you 4-3. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I'm Nicole and I can beat Raven.
Thanks for playing, Nicole. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Not a bad game. I mean, they're close lately.
$6,100 tomorrow. Somebody, please, take them down.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.